WNCW welcomes you to this week's More to the Story. I'm your host, Paul Foster. It's a pleasure to welcome back from WFAE Public Radio in Charlotte, reporter Steve Harrison. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Steve, we want to talk about Charlotte hosting the Republican National Convention later this year. Preparation continues, and I'll have some questions for you about that. Let's start by talking about the Republican and current President Donald Trump. He visited Charlotte just last week, didn't he?
That's right. He was at Central Piedmont Community College for a speech on opportunity zones. That is part of his 2017 tax overhaul that designates kind of low-income areas in the country and to encourage investment. You basically, people can sell stock or other investments, and if they put that money into these opportunity zones, they're able to delay their taxes for many years. He was here to talk about that, and what's interesting is the speech was a bit of a preview of some of the themes in the campaign moving forward. I think that the president is going to make a push to try and get some minority voters to support him. This was kind of the theme of that speech, that the opportunity zones are helping low-income areas, helping black voters, and saw that in the Super Bowl ad about criminal justice reform. So it was kind of an interesting preview of the fall campaign.
If I heard correctly, I think due to the president's schedule, he ended up arriving a little late. Did he miss much of any of the program that day?
No, and in a way with the president, he is the entire program. And he spoke for a long time. I think, I'm not exactly sure how long, but it was a very long speech. And he did touch upon the impeachment trial, as he called it, the failed impeachment. He ripped Democrats for that. He took a shot at Pete Buttigieg. Who is this guy kind of thing. So the speech was kind of half policy about these opportunity zones and kind of half of kind of the rally format that he's used so effectively.
You're exactly right. And I talked to someone who actually attended and saw the president that he said it was usual Trump. Even if it was a prepared speech, he just walked away from that, started going over a lot of things that were on his mind right off the top of his head, which you see quite often with the president. As you know, the RNC, actually, when we think about it, won't be that long from now. Late August will be in Charlotte. What was it, Steve, that took place recently involving Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney? He spoke to leaders about some of the plans, I believe.
That's right. He spoke to City Council on Monday and just kind of gave a brief overview. Some of the things he said, you know, we still don't know. For instance, the size of the security perimeter. It's going to be in downtown Charlotte. He says that will be announced this summer. There were a couple of interesting points. Back when Charlotte hosted the Democratic National Convention in 2012, the city passed this controversial ordinance called the Extraordinary Events Ordinance, which prohibited people from carrying a large number of items like knives, chains, things like that, that they couldn't cover their faces with scarves. And the city kept that on the books for many years after the DNC, and then they finally repealed it. And Chief Putney said he doesn't have any plans on bringing that back for the RNC. So it'll be kind of interesting to see if the city tries to do any sort of crowd control type of ordinance or anything before this convention.
One thing I know that Putney had mentioned is that if all hands have to be on deck for such a big and important event when it comes to the security. So I'm thinking he said, Steve, taking away even those that work the courtrooms in Mecklenburg County to make sure he cancels court so they can be at locations to protect and keep an eye on both supporters and protesters.
Yeah, it's going to be a completely all hands on deck week. In addition to pretty much everyone from CMPD working, Charlotte will be bringing in officers from other cities, and they'll be paying them from what's expected to be a $50 million federal security grant. Charlotte got that 8 years ago. It's kind of a standard allocation for cities that host these conventions. A big part of that will go to pay the wages of other officers who've come, and Charlotte will use a lot of that money to buy equipment. Last time they bought tons of things, cars, bicycles. One of the kind of legacies was a lot of cameras that are all over downtown Charlotte that give kind of a real-time view of what's going on in the city. So it'll be interesting to see if we have even more surveillance moving forward and in more locations.
Charlotte continues to get plenty of political coverage. Charlotte continues to be a host city. It was the DNC in 2012. It'll be the RNC in August. We're speaking with Steve Harrison right now of WFAE Public Radio Charlotte about what's to come. Another thing I know that was mentioned surrounding the RNC when it comes later in the year is that they want a lot of extra security also at Charlotte Douglas International Airport.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be obviously a crucial, you know, everyone's going to be flying through there. It'll be a really important part of the convention. And if you're traveling through there, it's going to be a bit of a mess, because at the time right now, Charlotte is basically tearing apart the main terminal and rebuilding it, expanding it, making it bigger. When all the delegates and media come here, it's going to be a little bit of a construction zone to get through.
One last question for you, Steve. What about from what Charlotte learned from, say, 2012 with the DNC compared to the RNC on the way? What if you are someone that actually, of course, lives and works in Charlotte, or you're one of those that drives in from Gaston County, Monroe, whatever it is, to work in Charlotte? How much will traffic be affected?
So, I mean, I don't remember. I was here back in 2012 and don't remember traffic being that big of a problem. Back then, President Obama stayed in Ballantyne, which is kind of in South Charlotte. And of course, whenever he goes anywhere, that ties things up. But, you know, it was interesting. Traffic back then, it just wasn't that bad because a lot of people work from home. A lot of the law firms and banks downtown near the convention site, I'm not saying they shut down, but their offices really kind of went in slowdown mode. So it wasn't as big of a problem back then as a lot of people thought.
Yeah, and so many of you are familiar with what traffic can be like in Charlotte sometimes if you're driving into downtown 485, 77, 85, especially when it's starting the day, morning drive time and afternoon drive. Thank you for the update on what's to come later this year with the RNC. Always enjoy talking with Steve Harrison of WFAE. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Paul.
Keep in mind you can hear other More to the Stories podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.